All right, away we go with Boots and Salutes on this Wednesday morning. You can start things off. Good morning. You're on Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I have two things, if I may. The first is for Steve. He said earlier this morning that when he was in high school, grade 12, he joined the choir. And the teacher said he was so bad musically that he'd rather him lip sync, right. Otherwise keep his mouth shut.
Right.
I do have a question for you, or a statement here. Obviously, it didn't have any ill effect on you because you use your voice now for your career.
That's right.
But did he give you a participation ribbon? No?
No, I never got a participation ribbon. That's an excellent point. That was back before participation ribbons.
Okay, but my other thing, too, is I have a boot for the Liberals today because they're in Saskatchewan, and I truly believe before they come out here next time, we should have a referendum to see if we even want them here. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I would like to know whether the city of Saskatoon has got a certain place for all this garden refuse that they've been picking up. Are they putting this into the city dump, or is there a special site for all this stuff?
Very good question. I don't know the answer.
And are we going to have to get new trucks to take all this stuff out, and are they going to separate the good stuff from the bad stuff?
Yes to new trucks. I don't know to part B.
So many questions.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Big boot for our Prime Minister. Guy's a freaking loser. He needs to stop wrecking our country.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot our illustrious Prime Minister as well for blowing $4 billion on a pipeline that we don't need. Because all the cars are going electric very damn soon anyway. And I'd also like to donate a little tune to him done by Willie Nelson called The Whole World's Going to Pot. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, a big boot to the Trudeau government. They seem to be blowing a lot of money on the non-taxpayers more than the taxpayers. Maybe we should even it off a little bit. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yeah, I'd like to salute the Honorable Prime Minister Justin Trudeau as well as the Chiefs, Bobby Cannon, for keeping the trying to do the best they can with the native languages and stuff, and also the pledge to fix our roads here in Saskatchewan. Thanks a lot, guys. You're both doing a great job, and God bless you both. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, sir. I have a boot. Somebody with downtown or whoever with the great mind took upon themselves to take 29th Street between Avenue L and McMillan Avenue and put rumble bump on each side of the road. And that, there's no houses, there's no school, there's nothing. It's a park on both sides. And then they have the audacity also to put a sign, slow down to 30 for the rumble bump. There's no reason. It's a normal through street that people use to get to Idlewild. And I don't know who in this idiot that put this in, but I'd like to see them take it out.
Like, did the city put it in? Like, are they official signs, or are they just handmade signs I would do?
Official sign, okay. And one of those big, wide rumble bumps. Now, I can see, like, on Howell Avenue, they have them, but they also have houses. They have everything. There's nothing here. It's a park. There's no house. There's no school. It's just a street. And people, we've lived here since 1962, and we've never had a problem with that street.
All right. Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. You had a previous caller there that talked about we don't need the pipeline, that we'll all be driving electric cars. Well, fella, I'll make this statement to you. You better hope that that doesn't happen, because people who are in the RV business, whether you manufacture, sell them, boats, everything, those electric cars are not going to pull those RVs and the recreation vehicles and anything else that may require gas engines for. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'd like to pass on a message to the Prime Minister. I'm just curious if he can give Omar Calder $10.5 million. I just want $500,000. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. That lady was wondering about organic waste. There's two sites. One is just west of the city at the 11th, where 11th Street hits number 7 highway. And there's another one on the east side of the city by Highway 5 and 41 Junction by the old drive-in. But my buddy told me last night that one's closed at the end of August. You'd think they would stay one more month when, you know, this time of year with the gardens and everything.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd also like to boot the Liberal government. I suppose that group of losers is going to end up in Humboldt tonight and steal some of the focus. I'm just sick and tired of them.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question for our princess, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. How is he going to heat his home if we don't have oil?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'm going to change things a little bit. I'm not sure if it's a suit. I just want to say it'll be an honor tonight to watch that game in Humboldt. 17 years I rode the bus playing hockey, and I lost a lot of brothers, and I just hope everybody just respects them tonight.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I want to salute all the people from the Central Place. They steam cleaned all our apartments, like in the hallways, and they had a barbecue for us, and plus they put the heat on.
There you go. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute Justin Trudeau. Many thanks.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Oh, okay. Sorry, lost you there. A minute or so to go. A great text came in from Ken. He says, TSN has heard all of Canada and beyond. That is why they are there. I salute them. And the only way to honor the lost and forever changed is to play their best. That is what they would want. We are all here for Humboldt. So, well said, Ken.
Yep, and those young men, I salute them. I can't imagine what that would be like.
No, I agree. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I just have a question here. When the Liberals leave this retreat in Saskatoon, is it going to be up to Saskatchewan taxpayers to fumigate them rooms, or are they going to do it on their own?
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
You're likely to boot that guy that says that we need electric cars. What are the farmers going to do? We don't need the oil. They're going to pull their collimators and whatever with electric cars or what?
Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. That compost site east of the city there by the old diving, it's still open. I was there on Sunday.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. And good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I want to know what time that game is on TV tonight. Can you announce that for me, please?
I believe 6:30.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes today. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we've got legendary country for you from David Lee Murphy, Jess Moskaluk, Alabama. And sometime before 9 o'clock, we will get the cash cow, give you the opportunity to use your PIN number and open up the barn for lots of winning for Sask Milk. It's all right here on CJWW. Boots and Salutes brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.